For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. Around 100 people gathered outside the state capitol on Tuesday to express their frustration and concern over Republicans' attempt to block funding for Medicaid expansion, which was approved by voters last year. The rally, which was organized by the Missouri House Democrats, featured voices of Medicaid expansion supporters from across the state. Nimrod Chappell, the president of the Missouri chapter of the NAACP, says healthcare disparities in Missouri disproportionately affect Black people.
And you wonder why Black people are dying. We're not dying because we don't know how to wash our hands. We're not dying because we don't wear our mask or won't take the vaccine. We're dying from a lack of healthcare and systemic issues that have led to disparities in minority communities that have yet to be addressed.
The budget will be debated today on the Senate floor. The number of Missourians who have been infected with the coronavirus has now topped the 500,000 mark. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services on Tuesday cited 524 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic to 500,071. The state also reported 37 new deaths, though 34 of those occurred between November and earlier this month and were uncovered in the state's weekly review of death certificates. All told, 8,732 Missourians have died from the virus. A governmental inquiry into the state's Department of Social Services continued Tuesday. The investigation was initially prompted by the discovery of abuse in youth homes and seeks to hold the Department of Social Services accountable for these homes, as well as juvenile detention centers and foster care facilities. Legislators voiced concerns to Department of Social Services Acting Director Jennifer Tidball regarding COVID-19 policies in juvenile detention centers, as well as foster care homes and other facilities. Tidball said that during COVID, visitations from biological parents as well as caseworkers have been restricted at varying degrees. Representative Dottie Bailey was among those who expressed concern.
I pray to God when the social workers get to go back in those facilities, those kids are okay. This is you realize what a big liability this is for the state as well. You should have put on hazmat suits. You should have figured out something. But to not let parents go see their troubled child for a year, do you think that actually helped the child?
Tidball responded that the department adjusted to provide outdoor visitation or curbside visits in Zoom, but did say some social workers were told at different times that they couldn't get into a facility to see a child. She couldn't respond to all concerns brought regarding whether or not biological parents could be kept from seeing their children in foster care or for how long parents have not been allowed in facilities. A Missouri House committee unanimously endorsed a proposal to increase the state's gasoline tax. The House Transportation Committee's vote on Monday sends the measure to the full House. If it's approved, Missouri's gasoline tax would increase 12.5 cents over 5 years. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.